This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, diving straight into the second hour of the show. If you just joined us, this is the Capricorn Adventure. I go by the name of King Bash. I'm with the mentor star himself, right? Stepping into our adventure chats. And speaking of which, I mean, just last week we were celebrating the class of 2025 who did exceptionally well in their matric results. And this week, Chris Traney, my producer, was telling me that he had to go to his previous high school to collect his nephew's matric results, right? Or his statement, rather, for him. And he spoke about, you know, how awkward this was, you know, for him, because he hadn't been there since he got his statement. And that was like more than a decade ago, more than 10 years ago. And this reminded me, man, you know, of those people, people who, you know, after matriculating, they would always show face at their old school, you know. Some of them help, you know, the teachers with some of the lessons, or even some come back to, you know, provide some motivational speeches for the students. And I thought this is something you and I, as the Adventure family, can conversate on. And I wanted to, you know, find out from you this afternoon, after completing your matric and fetching your statement, have you ever been to visit your high school? Or, you know, you left and never looked back? And what influenced this? Send me a voice note, send me a text, 079-896-226. Have you ever been, you know, have you ever been to your previous high school where you matriculated? Have you been there ever since? You know, you left and, or have you just left and never looked back? And what influenced this? Let me know. 079-896-226. So nah, man, since I left high school, since I left my matric year, I went to high school in Merensky. So since I left there, in Tzaneen, every single time, I mean, when you go to Tzaneen, you pass my high school. But for me to take that short left and enter my high school, it's, I don't see reasons why, you know? I really don't see reasons why. The last time I went to other high schools, maybe to just give a little bit of motivational speeches and whatnot, but I haven't been to Merensky ever since I fetched my statement, you know? I mean, it's been over a decade as well, so I'm sure the educators there don't even remember me. I'm sure there's a few educators that follow me on Facebook. We don't speak or anything, but I get to see their posts, right? But for me, heading back to the school, I've never. And I think what influenced this is that I don't know what I'd be doing there, you know. You know, sometimes people, I feel like I would just be a burden to the teachers, to the educators, because what would I be doing there? Unless I was invited by them to say, look, we see that maybe you're a broadcaster and there are a few students here in our school that would love to enter that space. So we wanted to invite you to come and encourage or speak and take them through the process. That's a different story. But for me to just start my car and maybe while I'm in and around the knee, and I'm like, oh, let me just check what's happening in my old school. I've never had the guts to do that because I feel like I'm also socially awkward, man. Walking, then they have to now, you know, date back. Some of them have to, you know, accommodate you because you are there. And maybe you're just a burden. When you're leaving, you're like, hey, what's up? I never about rat attention. You know what I mean? So that's just my reasoning. My reason of not going back. That is what influenced it. Maybe you have a different reason, man. Maybe you are very close with, you know, your past educators. You still speak to them, still in touch with them. So do let me know. Share with me. You know, have you ever been to visit your high school, or you left and never looked back? And what influenced this? 079-896-226. 079-896-226. The message here reads, my mom was a teacher to some, yes, and her colleagues do check up on us. Besides that, ngiyehlise boza yam. All right, big shout out to you,
King Bash.
Yes,
nice show, man. I mean, the last time I went to my high school was during my former principal farewell party because they invited me. If it was not because of that, I don't see any reason for me to go there now.
Alrighty, I hear you.
Bazooka, sure. Benito. My brother, I never do that. Since 2005, we like gone, shela baba unless mudimo ambola saka di million anga bo ella ka usor na le nyaka other than that I won't go there. My motivation ko usor million yana jemmalo yana gigi fite ko give motivation wa re jwa da mara ke sna right then awa ka sembon profeta down go is Benito
from the king ai na go no so go ro so la winta drive wa Sukolo, mola o felice metere. Ah, nanna sara olia metere ke monnawe. Vere feila la o feila.
Batho.
Ba o ga mora le mwana, John Frost, tanga.
Batho ba
ne. Good afternoon, King Bash. Ah, my brother, since 2008 ne, kuna feja metere ke. Ah, zange ke mo ke tsana ona. As a cost chance are now, my brother. Chance are rika ya gore ra ba checka ayo. But we're really busy during the week. So in the weekend, we're sort of like our span. So, but we're going to get married. Come back, get married. We're not going. Asangiki since 2008. Asangiki, my man. Yeah, I get Donald Judge Malewa. I'll go to the Kabulu. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Hola, King Pesha.
Sure.
I'm Bagajan. Slam Nukizo all the way from Mpumalanga came. I went there to collect my statement. Then I left. Angzanking bugana semova, never look back. Reason why or the influence in the Gutinga Sabuy Lapa.
Sure.
Because there was this girl I was dating and wapula in City Amguktala. And the Bugung Leonza Ole the high school. So fairly Mambona Len the building leonji. Ish City Amba flu. But anyway, go right manga saibon. Hola.
Hola, my brother, one time, man. Keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through 079-899-6226. You know, after completing your matric and fetching your statement, have you ever visited your high school or you left and never looked back? And what actually influenced this decision? 079-899-6226. That is 079-899-6226.
Yo, King Besh, what up, buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, man. You know, it's kind of something that is very hard, especially when you've already matriculated, so went back to the school that you are. You've been doing matric for a long time, bro. As for me, bro, I like that. It doesn't suit me. And like, I want nchaka like which I love very baraka vele or vele ujigele ra or lusha around nje. O tsana le batho ba bangwe ba ratang o ya go dikela and then ba ile o checka bana. Yo, it's kind of something hard job nyana wa bona, especially like wa bona how feditse the three ke utswe ile ra o na le ntho tse baya tlamehile o di hasele ko kae kae. So you don't get time, in fact, one tall. Marbari, I don't know, but if ever like there's other people that it suits them to went back and then check on the school. It suits them. As for me, bro, it doesn't sound good.
I feel like some of, or rather the conversation that I posed to you, it actually opened some wounds for some people, right? Because I did ask, have you ever been, you know, to your high school? Since you collected your statements, have you ever been there, went back, you know? Oh, Bona, you left and never looked back. And I asked you, what actually influenced this decision?
Hi, King Bash.
Hey.
Great show as always.
Thank you.
The last time I went to my high school was the time I went to collect my results. I've never been there. I've never. Yeah, I don't even think I want to go back. I know I'm done. So I'm gonna go to Gumanefala. We are done.
King Bash, you know what, my brother? Let the bygones be bygones, man. Let's forget about things of the past. We were grateful that they taught us while we were still there, but responsibilities going forward, they don't want us to go back there because, you know, life has opened, you know, like that the role that they were playing has passed. We've got new role players now, man. This is top boy in the building. better be preserved, man.
One time, Jay.
Hola, King Besh. I like na sanga kaya. At wala muna. I felt like at our age, kami wale yare na muna. They never taught us enough. Kata waya wa apply lab university, bazaaries, and stuff. So, biki pasiche sharp blind. So, kifilare, bon, like when I was changing my budget, which channels to go to. Kidekile information, kifilare, when I was fake, you were to wale, when you share kimbesh. So, ah, sanga gaba gaba yele. Like, no, I wanna start the, you know, clean the fit. Oh, so I want to rush up the future of the page as one, just my information. Mola Lurile, just not a twaddy, just not the siblings. One understand that. So I sang a gavella mrao briaga, but I give us her age. Life with your life, at least you honor myself, you get really information. But after a very long time, information or which channel or tangi disappear or fetch a gas guru or kusha, shosho briaga. Yeah, I can touch a mungalo.
Thank you so much, Mutlacho.
Oh, like Kim Besh. I hope you're still okay as you keep my day going so well. Never. I remember that scene in Zimbabwe. Run Zimba and never look back. I never looked back ever since I left. So yeah, and my reason would be I have nothing to offer. So why would I go back there if I have nothing to offer? It would be better if maybe I was going there to donate something or so. So I don't see the point in going back.
Hey, Kim Besh. Oh, yeah. Kim Jimaro, ko pada. So, na brayaga, akina metric. You still in a school, brayaga.
Sure.
So, but maraika, ispanela, kiti azaka yaka, akina stress. Ay, azange ki yeti na ide. Ki Jimika kwa rapadi, ne. Thank you, brayaga. Nsori shapo ka show ya hao.
Hola, brayaga. Kim Jimaro. Big shout out to you. This is where we shall leave it for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.